Supplementary Information Video 2, Identifying Targets That Incorporate Outcome and Mortality Limit Uncertainty. We identified targets for our case study that incorporated empirical estimates of both outcome and mortality limit uncertainty. For each population unit and period, we used the mortality limit distributions constructed using simulation modeling. See video S1. We estimated the relationship between targeted mortality and known mortality in previous periods. Targeted mortality is on the x-axis, known mortality is on the y-axis. Solid white line is the one-to-one relationship. Each dot is a population unit. Known mortality in white population units fell below the target. Known mortality in red population units fell above the target. The red curve is the best estimate of predicted mortality at a given target. The red shaded area is the 80% prediction interval. From this relationship, we estimated the expected mortality distribution at a given target. We then transposed the expected mortality, i.e. outcome uncertainty, distribution to the same axis as the mortality limit distribution. The area of overlap between the two distributions is the percent probability of overmortality. It is the probability that the expected mortality at a given target will exceed the true mortality limit. To calculate targets that incorporate outcome and mortality limit uncertainty, we first set a threshold for probability of overmortality. In this example, we use 5%. We extracted expected mortality distributions for numerous targets while keeping the mortality limit fixed. We calculated the percent overlap for each target. We did this iteratively until we found the highest target for which percent overlap, or probability of overmortality, was still below 5%. Here is a visual representation of the process. The distance between the newly identified target and the mortality limit point estimate, previously used as a target, is the target reduction required to maintain probability of overmortality below 5%.